This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday, and we pray that you guys had a really great weekend, and we have a really good topic.
If you're in a difficult spot, it probably didn't get that way overnight. Usually doesn't, right? So waiting patiently on God to change things can really be a challenge. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for Him. So we want you to discover the rewards God has for someone like you who's listening, who will wait upon Him patiently.
Mm-hmm.
There's rewards there.
There is.
Okay, and this is found in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31.
Yeah, have you heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of His understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's right. So like we promised, let's spit out the rewards there. Let's make this simple. Okay, I think we've got six of them that are pretty exciting once you read them.
Yeah, well, you can see, you know, in the scripture, He gives power to the weak.
That's one.
Strength to the powerless.
Two.
If you trust in the Lord, you will find new strength.
Three.
You will soar like a high on wings like eagles.
I've always wanted to fly, be able to fly like a bird anyway. Okay, five.
Okay, no. they will run and not grow weary.
Okay.
And you will walk and not faint.
Right. Wow. You know, waiting is not easy to do. I don't really care who you are. It gets better, I think, as we get older.
It does?
I think so.
Okay. I guess it does. Yeah.
Because you just sort of realize, I can't do anything about this. I might as well just wait. If I get in there and try to hurry things up, it's not going to be the way it should be if I'll just let it alone. And let it bake, so to speak, whatever it is. And especially if it's something we're believing God for, we can get in there and try to hurry it up. He's working through people. He's working through situations. We got to wait on Him and trust. You know, doing that, not only are we going to have all these rewards that we just talked about, but it's going to be in His way, in His timing, and it's all going to fall into place. It'll kind of take, you know, we've seen that happen. Things will take a life on all of its own. You're just like, man, I'm just not believing this. And you just feel Him just behind you. It's just, you're just going.
Yeah, you know, and we have to realize, too, that, you know, we didn't get to some difficult spots overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It happened. It took a while, you know? And so we're not going to just, you know, God can do anything. You know, He does the impossible, right?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen overnight. You know, your recovery on this is not going to happen just in a blink of an eye.
Right.
You know, He's going to allow us to go through some things that got us there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's part of our endurance. That's part of building our character. And so that's a challenge for us to wait patiently.
Well, it's our flesh. You know, the Bible says our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Our flesh wants it now. But the spirit's an investor.
Yes, He is.
You know, and that's the most difficult part. And the way we live in such a hurry and doing this and going there and be overly committed, we don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out there on the road. Get in a drive-thru line. You're in the restaurant business, honey.
Yeah.
People don't want to wait.
No, they don't.
People don't want to wait for anything. And you know what? We're part of those people. But, you know, it's learned. It really is.
It is.
It's learned, and especially when your situation is, I am powerless over this. There's nothing I can do about it anyway. I might as well just wait.
Yeah, I've said this before. My grandfather used to tell me he could wait faster than anybody I knew. In other words, he didn't like to wait. You know what I mean? And I think that was kind of passed on down to me. I've never been a person who really likes to wait, mm-hmm. you know. But you know what? God has humbled me in many areas and just told me, you know what? It's all in my timing.
It is. Well, if we're not patient people, that makes it even harder to wait.
Yeah.
And I learned a long time ago to stop praying for patience because I've always got a trial.
Well, I've developed a patient faith, you know what I mean, in God.
Yeah.
And because of this, I mean, I'm more apt and more able to endure the race, mm-hmm. you know, to go to the end, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it can definitely be a trial at times, this waiting game.
We've done a lot of waiting in our ministry. We believe God is leading us someplace, and we're not already sure, but we'll put it out there and wait patiently mm-hmm. for Him to confirm. We waited patiently for each other before we found each other and were married 4 years ago.
We did.
That took some patient waiting mm-hmm. instead of being manipulating and trying to make that happen on our own.
Right. Waiting is tough.
But who's waiting on us?
Yeah.
Who's the ultimate at doing that?
That's right.
God.
God. I mean, He waited for me for 40 years to come mm-hmm. to Him.
And He patiently waited.
He patiently waited. He didn't throw up His arms and go, you know what? I've had it. Tried to get this guy to come to the kingdom. He just didn't listen. He didn't do that.
That's right. Aren't you glad He didn't?
Yeah. Sure am.
Mm-hmm. You know, those of you that are listening, He's doing the same thing with you. He's patiently waiting for you to say, I surrender. What I'm doing is not working.
That's right.
Have Your way in my life, God. And you say that with a sincere heart, it'll be so worth it.
That's right.
He's just standing there waiting for you.
You know what? Why don't you do it today?
And He's not going to force and manipulate like we talked earlier.
He's not.
Then you wouldn't be ready and it wouldn't last.
But you know what? If you really feel like you're ready today, then He's ready for you. He's got His arms out. I guarantee you He's running faster towards you than mm-hmm. you are towards Him. Mm-hmm. And if you've never given your life to Christ, today's the day. Or if you've been in church for a long time, you're just realizing you haven't ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you may have done it, you know what? You just got tired of waiting. You walked away. Well, He didn't get tired of waiting on you.
Mm-mm.
So come on back.
That's right.
Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Because of the cross that You hung on, I know my sins are forgiven. But I know You hung on that cross and died, and You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. Lord Jesus, thank You for waiting on me. Thank You for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, well, I tell you what, if you gave your life to Christ right then, we want to hear, okay? We want to be able to pray for you. We want to be able to have our people who listen to our podcast pray for you as well.
And you will remain anonymous.
You sure will.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at info@livingitup.org. Mm-hmm. Send us any comments as well. Man, we want to hear from you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we're so honored that you're listening to us. Live it up.
While beginning again.